Thank you for listening to our podcast. We trust it inspires and encourages you to honor God and make disciples. For more audio messages like these and other resources, please visit victorymetroeast.org.
We're going to talk about the topic sync, all right? As we get to the source, our relationship with God, then that's what's next. Is it just enough for us to have a relationship with God and flow on with reading our Bibles and worship God and get into the latest Christian music and just enjoy our relationship with God? Well, let's take a look basically on what the word sync is. What's the meaning of sync? All right, it's actually a short word for the word synchronization. Everybody say synchronization. It means to work well together, okay? It means to work well together. It also means in agreement. In other words, as the body of Christ, as the church, if we say sync, it's going to be you and I being together, working, and agreeing together. Maybe we have our own opinions, and that's fine, okay? I have my own preference and my own opinions too. But when it comes to God's Word, how many of you know that settles it? No matter what preferences or opinions or your own beliefs, how many of you know when it comes to the Bible, that settles everything? And us to be in sync is us working at the same time together. I believe there's a reason why you're here today, folks. I believe at this moment, at this hour, for you to be here and part of this 3 p.m. service is not just a matter of us attending, but there's more to it that you could ever imagine. Question is, God wanted us to be in sync, to connect with one another. But it seems there's still many people who doesn't want to be in sync. And why is that? Why do you think people doesn't want to be working together, being together, and in agreement together? There are reasons why. Well, here are some of the reasons why. Number one, we have this so-called, the latest one, the podcast kind of Christian. Wherein they will not show up in church. They will not show up in the services. Because of the latest technology and the internet and hotspot, guess what? Eh, pwede namang podcast na lang. Kaya nga sabi sa Victory Metro East, all you need to do is to click victorymetroeast.org.ph and turn to the podcast and you'll able to listen to the preaching. No need to show up, podcast Christian. Got it? There's some who acted independently. When they say, I can grow on my own. What's the use of us being together and being part of the church? Well, at least I'm reading my Bible. I can grow on my own. Independent. There are some who are not just independent, but they are lonely. They just want to be alone. They just show up in church, leave right away. Why is that? Because the reason is, as long as you have faith alone in God, that's it. Well, I'm a believer. I come to church on time. And then, why being connected? As long as you attend, why not? Some are having the so-called pride where they would say, get connected, being part of the church. Well, that's only for those Christians who are weak. I don't need anyone. That pastor, yung mayabang na pastor na yan, tinotolerate ko lang yan eh. Ayoko nga dyan. Ayoko. I don't need anyone. That's only for weak Christian. There are people who are also not to be connected or be in sync. Why is that? Because they're fearful. Fearful of what? There are two kinds. Number one, yung nahihiya. Niya ako eh. Ayoko talaga yun. Niya ako eh. Ayoko kasi pagsasalitain nila ako. Ayoko yung nagsasalita. Ayoko talaga eh. Ayoko nila. Yung iba, fear of, kasi, hindi pa ako okay kay God eh. Kailangan ko pa ayusin yung buhay ko. Baka ma-expose ako. Baka mamaya malaman nila, may ganito ako kasi, ayoko, ayoko niya, ayoko. Ayoko talaga. Got it? O, tahimik kayo. Ba't okay lang? Can you wear a smile? There are some naman who's content to just attend the Sunday service. I'm okay as long as I'm attending the Sunday service message, hear the gospel. At the same time, pag sinabi ng pastor dito, may you receive the blessing. Pwede na nga lang, bis hindi ako pumasok dyan. Dyan lang ako sa foyer. Basta pag binless nung pastor, ay, okay na, na-receive ko na. Okay na yon. Some are just ignorant. They just ignore it. Ayoko. Ayoko eh. Wala. Ayoko lang. Ayoko nga eh. Ano ba? Baka mo ba ako pinipilit? Ayoko talaga. Ayoko. Ayoko eh. Some are just making excuses. Hindi ako pwede. Busy ako eh. Sunday, busy ako. Family day. Dami namin gagawin. Manunod pa kami ng Four Sisters. Dami kami gagawin today. May despicable me pa. Ladies and gentlemen, words such as stagnant, plateau, or words that would say stuck in one are the enemies of growth and the enemy of becoming great. God's purpose is for you to grow. God's purpose is not for you to remain good. God's purpose is for you to be blessed with all in all that you are part of the body of Christ. And God is about to do something in our own lives. I want you to understand in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 12 to 13, here's what it says. Remember at the time you were separate from Christ. Diba? Hindi pa natin kilala si Lord. Excluded from citizenship in Israel and foreigners to the covenants of the promise, without hope and without God in this world. One way or the other, diba? We're trying to strive for us to be closer to God, but it did not work out. All our good works, the Bible says, are like filthy rags. Isn't it? But verse 13 says, but now, everybody say now. In Christ Jesus, you who were far away, you who once were far away, have been brought near through the blood of Christ. Can you say amen to that? It was God who brought us together. And because of that, here's what he did. Number one, based on the scripture that we read, he joined us together. Or the word joined together. Everybody say joined together. You know, the original word that we read, that joined together, actually the original meaning means closely joined together or fitly framed together. In other words, God did not make a mistake of placing you to be part of His fellowship. Hindi siya nagkamali. You were tied up. You were prepared for this. All along, you were thinking you end up here. You were thinking of other. You end up being here. I want to submit to you, I got saved through this fellowship. I got saved on campus. And I didn't know it was victory. But I remember my sister, who was a Christian then, was attending another church near our place at West Avenue. There was a big church at that time somewhere in a circle, or a very well-known church. It was one of the biggest churches at that time, back in the late 80s, where I got saved as a high school student. And they were gahaw to invite me. But I got saved here. And guess what? When I checked out that particular church, you know what? Great church. Great worship. Great preaching. Great people. But deep within me, something isn't... I was trying to fit in, but I was not actually fitly framed. But when I attended this group of people called Victory, I attended, it seems that it's not a perfect church. We were just small, around 200 people. But yet, I knew very well, this is where I belong. In other words, it was God who joined me together being part of His church. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 18 to 19 says, "For through Him we both have access." That's the preaching of Pastor Ferdy last week. "By the Father, by one Spirit." Verse 19, "Consequently, you are no longer foreigner and aliens, but fellow citizens with God's people and members of God's household." In other words, here's what happened. You were adopted. All right? I wasn't born. I was adopted into the so-called spiritual family. Everybody say, spiritual family. We just watched recently the movie Despicable Me. If you watch it, this guy who was a villain turned to be good. Eventually, was so touched at the end of the movie, in Despicable One, ending up adopting these three little cute ladies, all right, girls, Agnes, Margot, and who's the other one? Edith, all right? And the rest is history. If you want to watch it, Despicable 2, that's great. There's a continuation. I'm going to talk to you later on about that. But the whole point is they were adopted. Guess what? We were all adopted into God's family. And I want to say this. In my own family, not everybody who gets into my house is a family member. There are people who would knock in my door while they're trying to replace the water that we order, all right? Almost every week we have to change water, drinking water. And the person who is in charge of doing that is not a family member. There are times where somebody will knock on the door and they will ask for the payment of this and that, the payment of juice and water bills and electric bills. How many of you can relate? Not everyone who goes to my house is a family member. They're not brothers. They're not children. They're not my sons. They are not my daughter. They're not my wife. I have only one wife. That's a picture of what a spiritual family is. If this is a spiritual family, this is not just an organization. This is family that God has joined us together. Everybody say together. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 18 says, "But in fact, God has placed the parts in the body, every one of them just as He wanted them to be." Alam niyo sa totoo lang, ang dami mong kakilala sa ibang churches. And great. But God called me here in Victory. All right? And I cannot change fellowship. There are moments where I got offended. There are moments that I got hurt. Because God is exposing my pride. And it really hurts me because it touches my ego. And at the back of my instinct will tell me, "Oh, alis ka na dyan. See? Alam na nila kung sino ka. Ang yabang mo, pastor ka pa naman." You know what? I can't leave just like that. It's God who placed me here. He chose me to be part of this. And so do I have a choice? No. In fact, the Bible says in verse 26, "If one part suffers, every part suffers with it. If one part is honored, every part rejoices with it." But verse 27 says, "Now you are the body of Christ, and each one of you is a what? Part of it." In other words, we are the body of Christ, and each one of us is a part. There are no spare parts. Hindi ka lang, ikaw lang yan, o ganito ka lang. Wala kang lang. You were set up. You were fitly framed together, being part of this body. We are no longer foreigners or aliens, but being part of the body of Christ. Are you here with me? Not only that we were joined together, the Bible says in verse 21, "Rises to become a holy temple." Number two, grow together. Everybody say, grow together. You know, in this church that we so-called, there's a word that in Acts chapter 2, emphasize it, which is the word shared life. share life together or grow together means doing things beyond what a normal guy will do in church. It's a matter of shared life. Growing in our relationship with other believers, it's not a shallow kind of relationship, but deep and genuine, congenial, which is based on love and trust and peace and forgiveness and harmony that we are here to guard our unity. That's why there is no perfect family. There's no perfect church. There is no perfect organization. There is no perfect. We are the body of Christ. It's just like marriage. In my marriage life, we were so excited to get married. Right, honey? We were excited, right? We were. The moment we started to live together, I began to realize, uh-oh, I've seen something that I didn't see before. And my wife started to see, where is this attitude coming from, Pastor Mark, my husband? Out of that, we grow together. We settle our differences. We begin to realize that, honestly, we were so different, and yet, we're so the same in values. There are movies that she can't watch because I love those action movies. Mapatayan, yung White House, di ba? Huh? White House Down? But guess what? We ended up watching Four Sisters. That's what you call love and acceptance, no matter what. I'll tell you later about that, okay? We grew together just like when we had our firstborn, Andre. I cannot say to my son, oh, hallelujah! Woo! We have a son, a cute son. Son, guess what? Here's your baby powder milk. This is your hot water. This is your dete, the bottle. Feed yourself. You can go on by yourself. Can I do that? No. We grow together. As my son started to grow, guess what? I started to see something in me, the sinful nature I started to see in him. But in fact, the Lord was showing me, yun yung sinasabi mo sa anak mo, ikaw nga, ganyan kakatikas ng ulo. Kaya ang hirap mag-parenting. Kala mo, cute ah. Ang galing ah. But the Lord is showing me something and we were growing together. In the fellowship here in Metro East, our relationship with the pastors, with the wives, with our family. Guys, we're growing together. It wasn't like 3 years ago, 4 years ago when we started this. And we say, this is what a team is. We accept one another, but we also grow together. I was just thinking of the Apostle Paul. Think about the Apostle Paul. Once he was Saul, right? He breathed murder threats. He breathed threats to kill the Christians at that time. But when he got saved, how did he get saved? The Lord Jesus showed himself up. But who followed him? Who followed him up? Who shared one-to-one? Si Jesus? Hindi. Tinawag niya isang disciple by the name of Ananias. Sabi niya, pumunta ka doon kay Paul. Lord naman, hindi tutuloy. I rebuke you in Jesus' name. Hindi ikaw yan eh. Hindi pumunta ka roon. Eh, Lord naman, na pinapatay niya yung mga Christian. Hindi, papakita ko sa kanya kung sino siya. Pero kailangan pumunta ka roon. Mag-minister ka sa kanya. Do you think it's just Paul himself who needs to grow up? But I believe Ananias was being framed, was being molded by God, was dealing with his own fear. If you're going to preach the gospel, you cannot be a respecter of person. The gospel is for everyone. You go out and follow that guy up. And that's what he did. They were growing together. As Paul started to grow in his own faith, guess what? He started to mingle around and fellowship with other believers whom he needed that kind of faith in order for him to preach the gospel. A guy by the name of Barnabas started to impart, disciple, train, and mentor. Without Barnabas, Paul will never be the Paul that we see right there in our Bibles. They grow together. As the scripture says in Acts chapter 2, they devote themselves to fellowship and breaking of bread, meeting together and sharing what they got. That's what the church is about. It's growing together. Ephesians chapter 4 verse 15 says, instead, speaking the truth in love, we will in all things. Sabi po ng Bible, we will, not I, not me, not you, we will in all things grow up into Him who is the head, that is Christ. Hallelujah. We gotta grow up. If there is what you call despicable me, too, there's what you call disciple me, too, by the minions. Number three, build together. Ephesians 2:22 says, in Him you two are being built together to become a dwelling in which God lives by His Spirit. Built together. There was a guy by the name of Ralph Winter. He's not a Dr. Ralph Minter, or who is a missiologist in our own setup in the body of Christ. There's a guy who's by the name of Ralph Winter. I'm talking about a guy who is a producer in Hollywood who became a Christian. And there's a story goes when he was saying, you know what? It sustained me in my walk. Imagine I'm a Christian and I'm in Hollywood. And in Hollywood, there are adulterous relationships, there are sexual immorality, there are drugs, there are all kinds different. And here's what he says, I cannot survive just being myself. That's why I have to wake up 5:30 a.m. in the morning, meeting with my guys, praying for me, giving me the support, the strength to build me up. Because I cannot handle life, me being there in Hollywood. I will give in to all these compromises because nobody would see me. They don't even know for the first few years that I was a Christian. But my face started to rise up, he said. Because there's people who were praying for me that I was part of a small group. That every Wednesday he would not miss that having breakfast together with this so-called businessman. To stir up his faith. Why is that? Because we're called to build ourselves together. Are you here with me? Ephesians chapter 4, verse 16. From him, the whole body, joined and held together by every supporting ligament, grows, everybody say grows, and builds, everybody say builds, itself up in love as each part does its work. From Christ Jesus, the whole body, us, the body of Christ, we are joined together. If we can't be together and not supporting one another, we're not going to grow and build ourselves up. As I continue with our date with me and my wife, we ended up watching for four sisters and a wedding. At first, we were all, my wife was, is that okay? She was laughing. We were, ha, ha, ha. First 10, 15, 20 minutes. But the half of the movie, till the end, you'll never hear a laugh. You hear different kinds of sound. It was a story of a family where these four sisters have their own jobs. Some went abroad. Question is, they were not together. They were doing things alone. And the moment that they come together because of the brother's wedding, they started to see something different. They were doing their own. They were in isolation. They were independent. But there was a moment when they started to open up in front of the mom and say, akala ko nanay, ganito ka. Yung akala ko favorite mo si ganito. Ito ginawa mo. May favorite ka. Hindi ako. I was trying to do everything I can in order for me to accept you. And the other, your sister started to say, akala ko ate ko yung favorite ko kasi ganito ka. Pero hindi pala. No, hindi. Everything was what? Akala. At the back of their mind, it's all about what? Assumptions. false assumptions, thinking, akala ko ganyan. And they start to lay down the truth. Ano, sa totoo lang, ganito lang ako eh. And they started to accept one another. It's okay. We're family. We're together as long as we're a family. And being together is not enough. There's more to you that you could ever imagine. We accept you and love you. And they started to say sorry. And at the end of the movie, they were together. And she started to shine bright. What a revelation. And it's really true. I was thinking, it's a picture of a church. Deep within us, we thought, a church is like this. Church is this and that. But later on, hindi naman pala. And I have people who start to tell me, Pastor, akala ko, ganito lang yung pagiging part ng church. Pag sinabi natin, victory group, small group, akala namin ganito. Hindi naman pala. And you know what I believe to some of you whom God placed here in this church? I just want you to know, I did not choose you. You did not choose us. It so happened probably that we opened a church here in this mall and you started coming and there's something that you started to see that deep within you, you're saying, yeah, I think this is it. This is the church for me. And you know what? We want you to be in sync with us. God wants you to grow. God wants you to build up. There's a destiny ordained for you that you cannot reach when you started to be together. We can do twice or more than twice, 10 times probably, if we come together as one. That's what shared life is about. We, the body of Christ, are made to grow and shine together. We are the body of Christ. I didn't suggest that. I didn't come up with that on my own. That's what the Word of God says. We're here because we were joined together. We're all of us are here. That's why we're the body of Christ. We were joined together. We got to grow together. And we are to shine and build together. I want to encourage everyone here today. How do we do that? We do that simply because of the people around us. The people who helped me. The people who helped me in my faith. People helped me in my own marriage life. People who helped me with the way I would raise up my family. I'm not a perfect person too, you know. But I have men and women here in this church who could speak to me and help me and grow together and build together. That's what a family is. And maybe, listen to this, maybe this is a breakthrough that you're all believing for. Maybe this is the breakthrough that God wants for you. If you want change, transformation, if you want something different to come to your life, if you want the fullness of God's blessing, guess what? It has to be in the context of the body of Christ, of the fellowship of the believers. And today, we want to encourage you to be in sync.